Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
We got eclipse madness going on out there today, so make sure you have your eclipse glasses and the pets are inside and kiddos don't look directly at the sun. It's a lot of fun, and if you're trying to cross the border illegally in Mexico, it's a perfect time for it because the eclipse is going over Austin, Texas. Welcome to the show. You can do it without the eclipse, though. You just walk in. It's no problem, but the eclipse would help if you like traveling at night. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Great to be back with you after my week vacation with the kids for spring break. Thanks to my buddy Michael Pelka for holding down the fort all week. I appreciate it. There's a lot going on. Donald Trump came out and talked about his stance on abortion today, and I will share some of that with you. He also took in a lot of money at a campaign fundraising event over the weekend, over $50 million. Right. A lot of money. A lot of money. And there's also the unhinged conspiracy theories that are going on out there that the earthquake last week that really may have caused your patio chair to wobble and the solar eclipse today are all due to climate change. Yes, there's a lot of those conspiracy theories that are being pushed out there today, including by candidates running for United States Senate, the idiots on The View, et cetera, et cetera. And we also have the reauthorization of the FISA Act battle going on in Washington, D.C., and this should concern you because the Republican Party is divided into two camps. One is the camp that wants to see the ability of the United States government to spy on you greatly diminished. And the other wants to keep things going exactly the way it is, which is that the government is able to spy on you without a warrant and go, oops, and have no consequences for it whatsoever. So there's two camps in the Republican Party. And the one camp is led by a guy named Mike Turner, who's a Republican, who's also suggesting that Russian propaganda has infected the Republican base. Yes, you even have Republicans turning around and saying that Russian propaganda is affecting all of us. Your fellow Republicans are coming out there and saying that. And he's the guy that wants to see the FISA Act passed completely the way it is. No changes whatsoever, nothing. And then you have people like our buddy Scott Perry and Jim Jordan and others who are coming out and saying, no, the government has abused its power. The government has spied on the American people. There have been no reforms, and we cannot reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act without reining in, particularly the FBI. We can't do this again. But where is the Speaker of the House on this, you're asking yourself? Because you know you've got great conservatives in the Senate, like people like Senator Rand Paul, who, by the way, is going to be with Dom Giordano this coming Thursday night for Politics and Pints. You make sure to get your ticket for that, Politics and Pints. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's no doubt that he and others would try to fight this in the Senate, but they don't have the votes. Because the other Republicans in the Senate, the Mitch McConnell crowd, they're all for giving the government the power to be able to spy on you. So no doubt about that. And this is the battle. And so the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, seems to be pushing back against the crowd in the Republican Party that actually wants to protect your civil liberties from the government. And that's the ongoing civil war within the Republican Party right now. And I'm sad to say that it looks like the Republican Speaker, Mike Johnson, is going to go the way of the guys like Mike Turner and others who are all about giving the government whatever power it wants without any ramifications, without any reforms, and without anything that would rein them in any way, shape, or form. So we'll monitor that all week, and we'll hopefully get our buddy Scott Perry back on the show later to talk about it. It's not that we don't want to see America protected from foreign adversaries, but we just also want to protect the United States Constitution at the same time. And the government has too much power. The government has too many abilities now to spy on the American people and get away with it. And there's never any ramifications. There's never anyone. No one gets in trouble for it. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody ever gets in trouble. They don't even get a memo. They don't even get a strongly worded memo. And so that is the problem that we're dealing with right now. And that'll be the battle that plays out in Washington after the eclipse mania subsides. And the other thing, too, that's going to happen this week, and you're going to see more of this happen, is as the Pennsylvania primary gets ready to go underway, and we don't have to worry about either Dave McCormick, who's running for U.S. Senate, or Donald Trump having a primary challenge. What you're going to see happen now is the question of, will the voting in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania be okay? And will the courts be able to do what they need to do to ensure that we have an election that is not chaotic? But the problem is what I just said. The courts are way too involved here. And the legislature needs to step up and do something about it, because the courts are not the best people to handle this. And that's the bottom line. Courts are not the best people to handle this. And so for that reason, you have to make sure that we can have an election this November that is not going to be utter chaos with mail-in ballots and cheating and people whose ballots get to count if they don't fill them out properly. And all these issues are still going on, and they're still going to be something that we are dealing with, even, honestly, as we get closer to November. Even as we get closer to November, these things are not going to be totally decided yet. And that's a big part of it. I'm looking right now at some of the live shots that are going on of people who are outside at the Ben Franklin Parkway. Fox 29 is showing this as the eclipse is happening, underway right now. And I don't have the proper eyewear. Did you, Henry and Matt, do you guys have the proper eclipse wearing eyewear? Do you have those?
Henry apparently has.
I brought pairs for the three of us.
You did?
I did.
That was very nice of you. It's kind of hard to see, though, from where we are.
Yeah, you know, it stinks, too, because I was just over on the other side of the building where the sun should be facing, and it's all clouds.
It's all clouds?
It's all clouds.
So they can't see it either?
No.
Oh. We have to enjoy the eclipse while we have it. I read that we only have 600 million more years of eclipses because the moon is moving an inch further away from the Earth each year. So yeah. Not very many of these left.
And I'm booked for the next 500 eclipses. I don't know about you guys. You know that this is generating billions of dollars, right, for the economy, the eclipse watching?
How?
People are taking trips. People have booked hotel rooms. In fact, there was a story I saw, how much are you spending for the eclipse? And people are willing, there's parties too that are happening. Like, people actually took off work today and they're hosting eclipse watching parties. This is a thing. I was in Wegmans this morning getting groceries, and they had a whole big display. They said, for your eclipse watching parties, and they had all kinds of different things. They had moon-shaped cookies and sun-shaped cookies. I'm not kidding.
I did see a bunch of people outside that work in this office building. I don't know if they're all Odyssey employees or maybe just a few that appear to be enjoying the eclipse and not working. So I wonder if that'll have an impact.
Yeah,
on
they
the
had
economy.
Drinks and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice well, setup. I mean, obviously, you got to drink during eclipse. Duh. I mean, if I'm not watching the eclipse without a cocktail, like, let's be honest here. Let me break down for you a little bit of what Americans have spent. $33 million on protective glasses. So you see, I think it's the eclipse industrial complex driving this whole thing. I don't even think the eclipse is real. I think this is all being staged by what's his name? Kubrick, Stanley Kubrick. And I don't think he's dead either. I think he's behind this whole thing. Yeah, so it's all this generates just to generate economic spending. Driving or RVing, Americans are spending $17.5 million. Camping out, $8.7 million. Buying a hotel or arranging a place to stay, $7.5 million. Dining out, some people want to be outside eating and drinking while they're watching the eclipse take place, $5.9 million. Airfare, $4.3 million. Buying souvenirs or merch, $2.3 million. Making it a big family event, $16 million will be spent on that. Making it a big friends and family gathering. Oh, these are the people doing this. I'm sorry, not the money. These are the people doing this. So 33 million of us bought protective glasses, and 17.5 million are driving or RVing. So that's the thing. This is going to be a good generator. Billions of dollars. So what Americans plan to spend? Here we go. That's the other thing. So those are the people doing this. This is the spending. The average American plans to spend less than $20 on the eclipse, which is good. That gives me some hope for the country. That gives me hope for America that most of the overwhelming majority of us are going to spend less than $20.
Yeah, you buy the paper glasses and that's it.
And that's it. There is a group of people, though, who plan to spend between $500 and $999 on this friggin' eclipse. They represent 3% of the American population.
Yeah, it's too much.
The average American, the overwhelming majority, will spend less than $20, and it's probably on the paper glasses. But a third of Americans said they plan on spending more than $50, travel or special events. And they're projected now to translate into hundreds of millions or potentially now billions of dollars. They project that between hotels and airfare alone, the eclipse could generate more than $2 billion with a B for the Eclipse Industrial Complex, the EIC. It's behind this. So just pointing that out.
I don't think I trust these paper glasses, by the way.
Oh, no, they're fugazis. Yeah. It's like a COVID mask. It doesn't work.
No,
it doesn't do anything.
They're just blackout glasses and like the old 3D glass, paper 3D glasses paper.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
There's no way I'm staring into the sun with those.
Just hold up a piece of black construction paper and hold up a piece of black construction paper. You'll be fine. That's all you got to do.
Plus, I'm a hypochondriac. I know I'll convince myself that my vision is impaired if I even glance at that thing for half a second.
You know, DeSantis, there's other things you do that will probably lead you to going blind much before the eclipse ever will. Americans plan to spend $1.4 billion on airfare related to the eclipse, $1.2 billion on hotels related to the eclipse, and RV travel will be close to $0.8 billion. That's a lot of money. Dining out, clothes, and glasses. The glasses are the least amount of money. People are actually not spending that much money on the glasses. I think everybody figures, you know what? What am I going to do? I don't think you can wear regular sunglasses, right? That doesn't work, they said.
No,
you have to wear the actual eclipse glasses.
Yeah, if you wear regular sunglasses, you're going blind. They said a welder's mask might work.
A welder's mask?
Yeah.
Oh, because I have those just lying around the house.
I don't know what you have.
I got to emphasize, like, you can't see anything out of these glasses. Like, when I was walking in today, I used these, looked up at the sun, and that was all I could see.
Didn't we just have an eclipse 2 minutes ago?
Yeah, it seemed like
2017.
Just had one.
Yeah, but that was different. That was a solar. This is a lunar. Or that was a lunar. This is a solar. I don't know.
No, I'm not a scientist.
Yeah, no clue.
Yeah, no clue. And the other thing, too, is that I don't really care that much. Should I care more? I guess I should.
I told you, we have sort of only a few more years of eclipses, so you have to appreciate what we've got.
I don't know. Homemade eclipse glasses are very good. People are putting eclipse gum packs on their eyes.
What?
That works.
That seems like a terrible idea.
Probably a terrible idea. I mean, I don't know. I remember, you remember when Trump went out and looked at the last eclipse and he went out to the Truman balcony and he just looked up at the sky?
His vision's fine.
It's fine. And everybody freaked out. They're like, oh my God, he's going to go blind. They were like, he thinks his MAGA eyes can protect him from the eclipse. He's going to go blind. It's totally fine.
That was one of his funniest moments, actually. There's a test in case you believe you've been blinded by the eclipse. Supposedly, you're supposed to look at the number 3 and the number 8. And if you can differentiate between the two, you're not blind and the eclipse didn't have an impact on your vision. If you can't differentiate between the two numbers, well, then you've got a problem.
Then you're blind.
Yeah.
No, then you got a problem. You got a big problem.
So I'm looking at 3s and 8s all day. I just want to make sure I haven't damaged my vision.
I mean, I could see the garage. I could see the eclipse that's covering up a homeless guy who's shooting himself up with heroin. That's all we can see, and the demolition that's going on, and the friggin' clouds. That's my eclipse watching party. Does that have to be during the show? You know?
I think peak eclipse time is happening in, what, 6 minutes or so?
Is peak eclipse. There are people getting married right now during the eclipse. Fox 29 has a local couple getting married in Philadelphia during the eclipse. But the thing about it is that it looks perfectly light out and bright out. So I feel like it's just a little bit of a bad omen, maybe.
Also, why is Henry wearing the glasses in studio? He's just staring at a wall.
Well,
that I am.
Mean, what else is he going to look at?
I don't know.
It's an audio medium. I don't need to see anything.
No, he does not. You're right about that. It's Rochester, New York. This couple just got married during the eclipse. So when do we have peak eclipse, or what do they call it? Singularity? What do they call it?
I believe it was projected for 3/23. I don't know if that's changed, though.
All right. Well, I'm going to stay on the air till then. I'm not going to take a break until we have achieved peak. What do they call it?
Well, I want to go see it.
You want me to take a break so you can go outside and see it?
Yeah, in a couple minutes. Give me a minute or two.
All right. No problem. Well, totality. That's what they call it.
What?
If you want to go see it, I can hit the button.
I don't care.
I can handle it.
Vivek Ramaswamy's watching it. He's got an eclipse totality party he's watching right now. See, the nice thing about the totality is that it over Mexico was completely black, and they had an extra 10,000 people just walked right in because it was this night sky was completely black in the middle of the day. Makes it a lot easier. Just saying, you know. But the best thing was a school in our area, and I don't know, maybe others did, but my friends got a note that their kids' preschool was closed because of the eclipse. Now that isn't a great excuse, don't you think? They're closing school because of the eclipse, because they're worried that the children might, I don't know what exactly, look out the window and go blind, so they close school. Now, tell me that that is not the biggest lame fugazi excuse you've ever heard in your life for closing school.
Yeah, everybody knows kids just naturally stare directly into the sun, so yeah. You have no choice but to close the school down.
And the best, and then the other thing in the eclipse hysteria was, are your pets going to go blind? And people came back and said, no, because pets don't stare into the sun. Like dogs and cats don't make a habit of just staring into the sun.
I don't know. Today might be the day.
I don't think so.
Can dogs even look up?
Yeah, I don't know if they can look up that high, though. I don't know.
There's no way my dog even knows that a sun exists.
Oh, it's getting black out. You see that now? It's getting dark out.
We have the shades down. I can't see anything from
the
studio.
Why don't you open the shades?
I didn't close the shades. Somebody else did it.
It is slightly darker out, but I can't tell if that's because of the sun or the clouds.
Yeah, or the drive-bys. the exhaust from the drive-bys or the carjackings. That's also possible.
Smog.
What could be going on? No, it's pretty dark out right now. Based on what I'm watching on Fox 29, it looks pretty dark out in Philly. If that's Philly or if another city that they're showing.
I think that's Rochester still.
Is that Rochester?
Yeah.
But they're no, because Mike Jerick is right there, and he's the Fox 29 guy. Yeah. So he's got this couple there, and it's looks dark. All right, where are you watching the eclipse? Let me know. 855-839-1210, or you can shoot me a tweet if you like, or an X on Twitter at Rich Zeoli, and let me know if you got an eclipse watching party going on right now as we are getting ready to it. Yeah, I mean it's pretty dark what they're showing on TV. I don't know. It's just hard for us to see from where we are, but...
Yeah, I can't see anything.
Yeah, that's
from this
so
angle.
Much darker where they are. Oh, my God.
Look, you see, you have it on, right?
Yeah.
See how much darker it is?
Oh, that's we're getting crazy. Ripped off.
Yeah.
Oh, it is a little bit darker.
What is that, another part of the city? That can't be.
They just, I mean, unless he's traveling or something, but that looks to me like... Although they're showing Tupper Lake, New York. Look at that. That's where my wife's from. Tupper Lake, New York right now, where Bridget's from, is completely black. And they have a little bit of sun. That's pretty cool.
Oh, more people are getting married.
Apparently, my in-laws said that Tupper Lake was packed with tourists for the eclipse.
Erie was supposed to be another destination to watch the eclipse. Apparently, you get a great view of it there.
Yeah,
in Erie?
I think they get a total eclipse there.
Oh, do they?
Like up there in like upstate New York.
A total eclipse of the heart?
Thanks, Bonnie.
Gonna have that song in your head now all day, right?
I'll play it at some point.
You're welcome. Totality reaches New York. In Rochester, New York. And that means totality means it's blackout right now. There's nothing. There's no. Yeah, so Tupper Lake, New York, where my wife grew up, Bridget grew up there. It's her birthday today, by the way. She grew up in Tupper Lake, New York, and they are showing this right now on national television because it's so far up in the Adirondacks. It's so high up, and there's not a lot of pollution light, as they call it. You know, there's no big cities up there. And so you can see it, and it looks like a tiny little sliver of the sun and a completely black sky. That's what they're showing on TV. That's pretty cool.
It looks way cooler on TV than what I'm seeing here from the studio.
Well, because that's in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no, I think, yeah, I'm thinking Mike Jarrick is on the road here. I don't think he's in Philly. I mean, it's not that blackout, right? He's got to be in Rochester or something.
Hold on. I'm pulling up one of these blinds so we can get a better view. Hang on.
Well, it's with the sun's on the other side of the building. That's the only thing.
Yeah, you can't see anything from where our studios are. They put us, because they don't like us, they put our station, we're lucky we're not in a janitor's closet, am I right, on the third floor? Whereas KYW and WIP have these beautiful windows overlooking the Schuylkill River, and I can see a homeless guy peeing in the alley. That's my view.
You can see a giant construction project that's seemingly never ending as well.
Never ending.
Yeah.
And just breathe in the construction dust. By the way, this is the big story of the day, the eclipse and the totality, which is the big story brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com is where you want to go and make your appointment for your perfect smile. VanariaVeneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today. He's a great guy and a wonderful, wonderful dentist. He really is. So that's cool. That the totality is in Tupper Lake. I mean, look, it is cool to see this because we're live on the air right now and it's happening in real time. We get a lot of breaking news on the show. So we get an eclipse right now. Look at that. But nothing. What are you seeing, DeSantis? Did he come back in yet or is he still out there?
Well, everyone yelled at me and said there's no point to touch the blinds. So now
No. Go on.
I'll go to the other side of the building.
All right, Henry, yeah, go to the other side of the building and report on what's going on. I don't trust his glasses. I don't know where he got these things from.
Amazon.
I don't trust Amazon.
Yeah,
Jeff Bezos wants me to go blind.
Well, that's probably true. I mean, he does. it's the big Eclipse Industrial Complex.
Yeah, then I have to keep buying glasses from him. If his glasses work perfectly fine, then, you know, he's out of customer.
Tupper Lake, New York. Wow, they're on the map right now. Look at that. That is cool. See, tourism in places like that means a lot of money for them. But otherwise, you know, let's see if we can get another channel going on here for the totality. And then we'll move on to something more interesting. But
I like the eclipse talk.
You like the eclipse talk?
It's interesting. It doesn't happen all that frequently. And like I said, we only have 600 million more years worth of eclipses. So we have to, you know, we have to make these count.
It is. I'm flipping on all the channels right now. And everybody's cut into programming, their daytime programming, to show eclipse coverage right now.
It is weird.
But the only local eclipse coverage right now besides this show is Fox 29, but I don't know where Mike Jarrick is, and I don't think that's Philadelphia, is it?
I'm trying to figure it out. So I believe they have a shot of him from Philadelphia, and then they have a more impressive shot of an eclipse that's better looking than the one that we have in Philadelphia, but I don't know where that's from. That might be New York.
Okay.
And so I think we got two different pictures going here.
All right, now apparently it's getting light out again based on the TV. So it was dark for a few minutes, it looks like, on the parkway, the Ben Franklin Parkway. It looks like it was very dark for a couple minutes, and now it looks like it's getting light out again, which means that the sun or the moon has moved on, whichever it is.
Henry's
Who is
back.
Moving, the sun or the moon?
It's the moon.
The moon is moving.
Yeah.
So the moon has moved on. It said, bye, sun, and it's moving on now. So it's going to a different place. And in Tupper Lake, where Bridget's from here, it looks like now there's a giant blue ring around the sun as the moon is right behind it, I guess, directly. So that's what they call totality. Very cool.
Henry's back, and he looks disgusted.
What'd you see? Anything?
Clouds.
Just clouds, right?
Just straight cloud coverage. I couldn't believe it. When I walked in, it was perfectly sunny, little hot and everything, and I thought, oh, this would be a great time to look at it. Glad I took a peek then, because you can't see anything now.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that concludes our eclipse coverage right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Hope you enjoyed it.
We'll be back with more eclipse coverage in 2044.
Hope you learned a lot as I gave you all the details about how it works and what goes on in the machinations of the eclipse. Oh, Michael Pelka just sent me a picture of his view in Delaware. That's pretty cool. You see a little sliver of the, what is that, the sun or the moon? Which one's moving again?
So the moon's blocking out the sun.
The moon is blocking out the sun, so you see a little sliver of sun.
Yes.
That's a cool shot, actually, but a ton of clouds in the sky. A ton of clouds. Very cool. All right, send me your eclipse pictures if you got them, at Rich Zeoli, if you were out there taking a look. What?
How many photos of the eclipse are you going to look at?
I want to see some photos. Let me see it. Diane said, I turned it on the computer. Just looks cloudy here in Delco right now. I did look up without glasses and saw the sliver, and I can still tell the difference between the numbers 3 and 8. So thank you, Matt DeSantis, for giving her that confidence now. Now in Tupper Lake, New York, pitch black. Pitch black. Nothing. That's a commercial. PetCar 1776 says, no, just kidding. We are in Triad, North Carolina. Now, if the eclipse was permanently over D.C., that I would watch. Otherwise, not so much. Just Dad is in Ohio. He says, Rich, I guess we were just barely in the zone of totality. Not going to lie. I can't believe people traveled for this. Underwhelming, to say the least. Tom Bork says, Rich, I'm sitting on my lawn chair. I got a six-pack of beer and a sign that says repent, and I'm waiting for that big flash. I think that's good, buddy. You might need more than a six pack, though. I'm just saying. And I won't read Craig from Maryland's tweet, but Flower Auntie says the NASA feed is very exciting. So there you go. All right. We got a lot to talk about today on the show, and it's great to be back with you after my week off. And I'm going to tell you about Natural Lawn of America, because it's now the time to start thinking about spring. It's time to start thinking about your summer lawn. It's time to start thinking about these things, because before you know it, the weeds are going to be overtaking your lawn, and it's going to become a battle. You don't want to fight that battle, so let Natural Lawn of America fight that battle for you the natural way, the safer way. And that's the reason why I've used Natural Lawn of America on my lawn for so many years. Because I get great results. Safer for the family and pets. Beautiful results. The lawn is the envy of the neighborhood. The lush, thick, green lawn that everybody really wants. And that's what it's about. So if you want a lawn that's healthier and greener, then you have to use my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. They've been creating green lawns quickly, more naturally, and with fewer weeds for over 35 years. And they're local, and they're family-owned. And that's a beautiful thing as well. I love the fact that they are local and family-owned right here in PA and New Jersey. And if you call now for their full service program, they will seed your lawn for free every year. That's right. Seed your lawn for free every year with Natural Lawn of America. Just call them at 1-800-FREE-SEED or visit naturallawn.com to learn more. You'll get greener grass, you'll get fewer weeds. And what sets them apart is the fact that they tailor their treatments to your lawn's specific needs. So you see, when the guy came to my lawn, he wrote me a detailed description of what he was doing and why, and what his plan is going forward to take care of my lawn. I appreciate that. It's not a cookie cutter, one size fits all approach. So let's go for it. Give them a call today. Natural Lawn of America, 1-800-FREE-SEED or naturallawn.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity.
I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right. It is the Eclipse Day in America. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. And on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Thank you for sending me your eclipse pictures. I appreciate it. We have no view from our studio whatsoever. So thank you for sending them over. Get some cool ones. And yes, there's a Tupper Lake connection because Tupper Lake, New York, which is in the Adirondacks, all the way up, probably about 6 hours north of here, where my wife grew up. And it's Bridget's birthday today, by the way. She grew up in Tupper Lake. They thousands and thousands of people came to that tiny little town of Tupper Lake, New York. And they're watching the eclipse. I was texting with my father-in-law just a short time ago, and he was saying that they're having all kinds of eclipse watch parties. They've got mountains up there, so people are going to the top of the mountains, and they were watching. So it's pretty fun. It's a good opportunity to get together. Good opportunity on a Monday to take a little pain out of the week, I guess, and have something exciting going on. So hopefully you're doing something fun, or at least you were doing something fun, and hopefully your eyes are okay, and you can still see the difference between a 3 and an 8 as we go on with the show. But let me know. Shoot me any pictures you have. You can send them on Instagram, or you can send them on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli on Twitter, or at Zeoli Show on Instagram. Amy sent a really cool one. Yeah, I mean, these are some great shots people are sending. Gotta go. Joe sent a great picture from Mount Holly, New Jersey. Fantastic. And yeah, no, I mean, I'm seeing some of these very, very cool pictures that people are sending. Of course, we have no ability right now to see a damn thing. So you're our outdoor correspondent. Brian Kelly's in Warrington. He says, I can't see the eclipse due to Democrat clouds. They ruin everything. Yeah, well, I know. So, yeah, keep them coming. Let's see this one I got here. This is a nice one, too. Yeah, I guess some people are, they called out of work or they left work early, and their excuse was they had to pick up their kids, and now they're watching with their kids. So I got a couple of people sending me those notes as well, that they decided to leave work early under the guise of protecting the children, got the kids out of school, and now they're watching the eclipse today. Ornery Hounds on Twitter asking me a very important question. He says, where was the vampiric one during total darkness? That's a great question, my friend. The answer is she was doing the new intern correspondence orientation. That's a time for her to get some virgin blood. And that's what she was doing it right during that. And my wife just sent me a picture. I finally told her to go outside, to stop unpacking from Florida and go outside. She sent a pretty cool picture from South Jersey of where the sun and the moon are kind of. It looks like she missed the peak, but it looks as if now the moon is moving on from the sun. Saying, see ya, sun. All right. Well, keep them coming. And let me know what you're doing. 855-839-1210. Steve is in Cherry Hill. Steve, what's going on?
Rich, love you. Love your show.
Thank you, buddy.
I have a question for you. So the astrology believers tell us the position of the planets will influence your life, right?
Yes.
Where the stars are, where the planets are. So my question is, I'm sure somewhere during the total eclipse, a baby was born. Mm. Does that mean that they are the prince or princess of darkness?
I don't know. It's a great question. But if you are that baby, you will be famous. No doubt about it. Because I agree with you. There's probably a baby born during the peak singularity, totality, whatever they call it. Totality.
Thanks,
you'll be
Steve.
Famous.
Thank you. Trump 24, baby.
All right, Steve. Thank you, pal. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. Let me know what you're doing. If you are watching the eclipse, if you got an eclipse watch party going on, if you are cutting out of work early today, or if you don't give a damn about the eclipse, that's fine too. If you don't really care, that's okay. I'm not going to, it's all right. I won't judge you. But, looks like, where are we right now in terms of Erie, PA? It hit at 3:16 p.m. So now I'm guessing it's well past us at this point, right? If I'm understanding this track correctly, Matt DeSantis?
I believe there is at least a partial eclipse in our area through like 4 o'clock or something. But the big portion of it, the one that everyone's excited about, that's done with.
That's done with.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we just have a partial now.
Now we have a partial eclipse. So it looks like a very cloudy day out right now.
It just kind of looked that way all day long, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they showed Biden. They put this picture out. I thought it was a joke. Biden's out there on the Truman balcony telling people to wear their glasses, and he's standing out there wearing his glasses. I'm not even joking right now. And it says, folks, enjoy the eclipse, but play it safe. And it looks like I want to call, you know, they have those silver alerts when there's an elderly person who doesn't know where they are or is lost or something. Because he's standing there by himself on the Truman balcony with these glasses on, looking around like he doesn't know where the sun is. I'm thinking that's the picture they put out. And they're trying to take a dig at Trump for not wearing the glasses. And that's that was their whole idea in doing this. Like, wear the glasses. Don't be silly. You know, look at the president. He's wearing glasses. But I'm telling you, it looks like an old man escaped from like an Alzheimer's, like a shelter, and he's outside right now and just waiting for the guys in the orange coats to grab him and drag him back inside and get back in here.
Yeah, why is he out there all by himself? That,
yeah,
sort of sad.
It doesn't even look real. It looks like the Hall of Presidents. They got an animatronic Biden and they put it out there, and see the way he's moving all robotically.
Also, I don't know how that balcony works. If there's got to be a door, right? But the window is open behind him. It looks like he crawled through the window.
He might have, yeah. Possible.
The whole thing is a little confusing.
Hopefully, there's a trap door underneath him, and they can just hit a lever and. They wrote the following: an eclipse is worth marveling at, but don't be silly, folks. Play it safe and wear protective eyewear. So. What a dig. And Trump, because Trump is now permanently blind, right? No, not so much.
You put a 3 and an 8 in front of him, I bet he can't even tell the difference.
No, I know. Matt Rooney just tweeted out, too much cloud cover. I'll try again when I'm in my 60s. All right, that's good. I like it. You are, in fact, a very, very positive forward man. Our buddy, who is this now? Newman Price sent me an eclipse tracker that you can keep track of and where it's going to be. I love the fact that everybody right now is doing nothing productive in this country except the eclipse. I kind of like that. I do. I like that. We're still, with all the bad things that are going on, we'll still take any opportunity we can to cut out of work for a little bit, have a party, grab some friends, cocktail maybe, and do something. It's like eclipse. Yeah, let's do it. Nobody in America is doing anything productive. This probably today will be the loss of productivity will be in the billions of dollars, which will negate all the money that was spent on the eclipse. So it's going to be a net. I'm telling you.
Like I said, on my way in, I saw a bunch of people pouring out of the office, trying to get their glasses, getting a good spot so that they can watch the thing.
You know what we should do next time? When's the next eclipse? 44 years from now?
I think it's 2044.
All right. So we are still right now in a partial eclipse, which should end at 4:35 p.m. I think what we should do in 44 years is... All right, what year would you just say it was?
I don't know if it's a full eclipse, but I believe 2044 is the next eclipse.
All right, I think we should do an outdoor live show on the roof of the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Let's get that going. Let's plan that now. Put it on the calendar now. Pencil it in for 44 years from now. And if I'm still doing this in 44 years, that will be amazing. That will be truly amazing. But we can have a goal. I like it. So we are right now in the middle of a partial eclipse, which will be going on in our region to approximately now 4:30 or so. The maximum point hit at about 3:20-ish p.m. And if you got to see it and you got some pictures, send it over to us, please. We appreciate that. And by 4:35, it'll all be over and the sun will be out. And we'll still be on the air.
So it looks like 2044, August 22nd to be precise, is when we'll get our next eclipse. But it'll only be a total eclipse over North Dakota and Montana and then parts of Canada. The next total solar eclipse coast to coast won't be until August 12th, 2045.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess, you know, maybe by then we'll be syndicated and we'll be heard in Montana and we can do that from there. Politically astute thinker says, Rich, easy day for show prep when doing the eclipse updates. Well, my man, there's not much going on. Everybody's just doing eclipse. There's really nothing else happening. Well, Trump did come out and give his points about abortion. So I will play some of that for you. And it's just, I don't know, it's funny that the entire country is now doing nothing but watching the eclipse. It's just fun. I think it's interesting. It's, you know, they talk about everything that divides us, but today we're all like, yeah, we'll go watch the eclipse. It sounds great to me. All right, well, I hope you're having fun. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Donald Trump raised a lot of money at his fundraiser. He came out today and he outlined his opinion on what should happen with the very controversial issue of abortion. And he took credit for appointing Supreme Court justices who overturned Roe v. Wade. He took credit for that. He's not hiding from that. In fact, he's owning that, which I think is smart strategy, by the way, very smart strategy. And there were some chants of death to America in Michigan. The update is that the White House has now condemned those death to America chants. But I got to tell you, they have a real problem right now going on regarding Michigan and Minnesota as well. We have a lot of young voters right now very angry at Biden, even though I don't think he's doing the right thing when it comes to supporting Israel in the least, basically telling them what to do. But they're very angry at him. And that is going to have an impact on the election, no doubt. And that's Democrats saying that. And I've got some audio for you on that. Plus, the left with their crazy conspiracy theories that the earthquake and the eclipse and the cicadas all due to climate change. Look, I got to tell you, we had some major rains last week. We're going to have major rains this week as well. And the next couple weeks, it's spring. What do you do if your backyard is saturated? What do you do if that water has nowhere to go? What do you do if that water is getting inside? You do what I did, and you reach out to my friends at Garden State Earthworks. Give them a call right now at 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444. Water problems never get better on their own. They only get worse. And what happens is that it's going to end up costing you thousands of dollars in damages. And sometimes the damages to your hardscaping, to your basement, to your pool, your swimming pool, become the kind of thing that becomes so expensive, you just wish, you kick yourself going, why didn't I ever deal with this? But that's the problem, is that people think, oh, it's going to take care of itself. It doesn't. But Garden State Earthworks will drain that water away for you once and for all. And that's what they did in my house just a couple weeks ago. Our backyard looked like a swamp. It really did. And then Lou Vargo and his team at Garden State Earthworks came, they drained the water away, and we have peace of mind knowing that our backyard is going to stay dry and that we don't have to worry about that water causing any permanent damage for our house, our backyard, our basement, nothing. So reach out to the team at Garden State Earthworks today, 856-848-4444. They are extremely busy this time of year because they're the best at what they do. But if you tell them I sent you, they will make you a priority. So call them today. GardenStateEarthworks.com, GardenStateEarthworks.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, it's Eclipse Day. Hope you're having fun. Hope you're enjoying it. Let me give Constitutional Tony a birthday shout-out today. April 8th, his birthday. Also, Bridget's birthday. He said, happy birthday to your wife. It's also my birthday, too. And ironically, my wife's family is from upstate New York as well. Plattsburgh. That's a good omen, LOL. Indeed, it is, my friend. Enjoy it. My wife was sending me some pictures from her family up in Tupper Lake, New York, where they have thousands and thousands of people up there watching the eclipse, where she grew up in Tupper Lake. And pictures look really, really cool up there. Very, very, sounds like they're having a lot of fun. That is the spot to watch it. So apparently Americans are going to spend close to $2 billion on eclipse-related activities and travel. So it is a big deal, and it's a lot of fun. And the next one will be in 20 years. Susie, thank you for the math correction right there. 20 years. But it may not be over our whole area, as we just found out in the earlier segment. So hopefully you're enjoying it. We only have about 35, 40 minutes left until it's completely over. So get out there and take a look. But come right back, because I have a lot to tell you in the 4 o'clock hour. Donald Trump addressed abortion today. I'm going to ask you what you think of what the former president said. Is he handling this the best way that he could? Give me your take on that. I want to hear from you on that. We'll open the phones to that in the 4 o'clock hour. Sorry, Matt DeSantis, but you were off last week as well, so I got to make you work a little bit today. That's how it's got to work. And also in the 4 o'clock hour, Joe Biden's problem in Michigan. It's a very big problem for him, and it's a crucial must-win state. It's also a problem for him in Minnesota, which is a state Republicans have not won in a long time, but Donald Trump is polling very, very well there. So I'm going to break that down for you and tell you why. You have to realize Joe Biden's electoral problems go deeper than just the fact that people are upset about the economy and just the fact that people know that he's a doddering old fool who's tripping upstairs. The problems for him go very deep within the wacko base of the Democrat Party. And the conspiracy theorists are at it again, blaming, yes, even the solar eclipse or the lunar eclipse on climate change. I kid you not, along with the earthquake last week. I'll share that nuttiness with you as the show continues. So stay right there. We got a big 3-hour show still to go. We're just getting warmed up. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I want to thank my great friends at Cooper University Healthcare for being there for the Zeoli family in every single way. Cooper University Healthcare is a leading academic health system. Cooper's experts provide award-winning primary and specialty care at more than 100 offices throughout our region, including personalized cancer care through the MD Anderson Cancer Center at Cooper, groundbreaking stroke and neurosciences care, advanced surgical services, cutting-edge clinical research, and more. Recognized regionally and nationally, make Cooper your first choice for outstanding care close to home. For an appointment, call 800-8-COOPER or cooperhealth.org. And trust the team at Cooper, just like the Zeoli family does, cooperhealth.org.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.